to go, 7 minutes after six. That's Chapel Roan. Is that the Chapel Roan tune where they all do the YMCA? They do this kind of... They're spelling out something.
I don't know, is it?
There's a video up on our socials from last week from her gig, and I think that's the one where everyone's... It's like they're doing a YMCA.
Okay, yeah.
That song is a mix of this.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mix of that and a bit of this. Chapel Roan is channeling her inner Timmy Mallet. It is, you know, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. No, it's a good mix of those, yeah.
Timmy Mallet. With KC. I don't know about you, boy. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. All right, how are we today? Are we all right? Are we alive and well?
I'm alive and well, yeah.
Alive. Oh.
I saw my dream car this morning.
Okay. Don't tell me what it is. Describe it to me and I'll see if I can guess your dream motor.
Okay, cherry red.
Cherry red, okay. Doesn't give me much. Four wheels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine I said no, three.
Nah, she's got three.
Little Reliant Robin.
The make of the car is an animal.
Oh, a Ferrari.
No.
No? Sorry, no. Obviously, Ferrari isn't an animal, but they have a horse on the bonnet. A panda?
No. Come on, Casey.
It's a make of an animal.
Yeah.
Puma.
Close, no, but close.
The Ford Alsatian.
No.
All right, keep it going. Join in at home. Yeah. 086 8104106.
What car am I talking about?
So it's an animal. It's named after an animal.
Yeah.
Oh, God. A Mustang.
No.
No. No.
A
again, Mustang. That's not, a Mustang's not an animal, but it's
is
got
that a type of cow in Mayo or something.
Yeah. The old Frisian Mustang. Yeah. Again, a Mustang has a horse logo.
Will I give you another clue?
Do you?
It's a cat.
Oh. A cat?
Ethan has it.
Okay.
Well done, Ethan. Ethan's on the ball.
Can you do it at the weekend with your old doll? Bit of jagging.
Jaguar, yeah.
Yeah, vintage Jaguar.
Oh, they're amazing.
Oh, lads. I'd love a vintage car.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Honest to God.
I would.
Trust me.
Have you had one?
No, just like if you think petrol is expensive for your car.
Yeah.
Try buying an old like 3.5 litre vintage car from 1980 something or other. Oh my God. You might as well just have the nozzle of the petrol pump in the car.
Okay.
And pull the petrol station behind you.
Okay.
It's They drink.
They're beautiful, though.
Oh, they're incredible. Oh. They're just a kind of... If you had one for a Sunday spin around car...
Oh, now you're talking.
But you're not going down to Tesco's and this Yoke or Super Value.
Oh, lads, I tell you. It actually stopped me in my tracks and there was nobody on the road, so I was safe enough to do this. I reversed and had a second look.
Yeah.
And then carried on driving and just went, one day, Vic... What's your dream vintage? What's your dream car? Should say vintage car. What's your dream car?
Since I was a kid, I always wanted a Knight Rider car.
Oh, what kind of car is that?
It's some kind of. It's an American Trans Auto. Let me guess.
It's not a Capri, no.
No, it kind of looks like one.
It does, yeah.
Knight Rider
black
car.
Black Capri.
Let's see what it is here. It is a modified... Oh, it's a Pontiac Trans Am. Yeah.
I never even heard of that.
1982. No, they were incredible back in the day.
Yeah.
They look a bit gammy now, but still, just for nostalgia purposes.
Oh, yeah. How much would one of those set you back, so?
You can buy them now. They're about 20 grand in the UK.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but obviously they don't talk to you. But you can put Google Maps into it. It's the same thing.
You are now arriving at Lennox's Chipper.
Thanks, Kit.
Oh, yeah, it was called Kit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it was a man's voice.
It was, actually, yeah.
Very cool.
So that's,
it's... How's the EV going?
Oh, superb.
Yeah.
Still haven't plugged it in. It's 8 days now.
Oh, my God.
8 days I haven't been to a petrol station. Oh, and I found out yesterday, there's a button on it you can press and it drives itself. You can take your hands off the steering wheel.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. It's got
don't
this...
do that, Casey.
No, you have to touch it every 30 seconds.
All right.
To make sure that you're not dead. That's the way of telling the car I'm still here.
You're not driving a car, though. You're just touching a button.
When you're on the motorway or you're driving along the South Link, you press a button and it just stays in lane and it turns, takes bends and everything. Mad crack. So this means finally I can fulfil my dream of knitting and driving at the same time.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Some just came in here. Ask Rory why Man City were playing Waterford last night. Grab a coffee, buddy. It's still early.
Did he say Man City?
He must have said Man City.
That's two clangers. Did you hear your man?
That was Vince.
Your man, the Labour Party leader over in the UK. We'll get the... do we have the audio there?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, this was the ultimate Freudian slip.
He wants to release the sausages.
I call again for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. The return of the sausages. The hostages.
Oh, no.
Oh. I mean, it's not a funny situation, but it is.
No,
funny
no, it's not the situation. No, it's the sausages, though. He's looking sausages. For. He's looking for the return of the sausages.
He wants the return of the sausages. Yeah.
Oh dear! Yeah. If you celebrate your birthday today, happy birthday, you legend! You celebrate with Michael Douglas, who was born in 1944. He's 80 today.
Wow!
And by weird coincidence, his wife Catherine Zeta-Jones is 55 today.
Oh!
So they celebrate their birthday on the same day. You celebrate with Mark Hamill. Luke Skywalker, he is 73 today. Oh my God, Luke Skywalker is 73. What's going on there? And Maria Doyle Kennedy, the Irish actress and singer, is 60. Happy birthday if you are celebrating your birthday today. On this day in 1999, Liam Gallagher was stopped by customs officials at Heathrow Airport and had to pay €1,300 after he tried to walk in with a fur coat he just bought in America. Do you remember that story? And on this day in 2003, it was announced that laundry-phobic men in Germany were been offered beginner's courses on how to use a washing machine.
Oh, for God's sake, that's what.
Yep, that was on this day in 2003.
2003?
Yep, that was a huge story at the time. That was front page news.
I thought you were going to say 1953.
No.
2003.
Congratulations to the Briary Gap Theatre. It has reopened in Macroom.
Yeah,
remember, it was gutted by fire in 2016. But it's back after a 10.3 million redevelopment. Great news from Macroom and surrounding areas. So Philip Schofield is on the front of the papers this morning. They've done this thing where they've put him on a deserted island for 10 days to fend for himself, and they've recorded, allowing him to reflect on everything that's happened. And they've tried to make it look like Tom Hanks' Castaway.
Okay, yeah.
Where he's
right.
Walking the beach dishevelled, because he's got the beard, the stubble, the hair's a mess. He looks like he's fallen out of a plane.
Yeah.
And he's talking to... please say they gave him a gopher, did they?
Yeah.
Did they give him a...
I don't know if they did, but it was filmed. They basically gave him like a handheld camera and body cameras and a sound pack before he left for the island.
Mm-hmm.
So he recorded it all himself, but I don't know how much of that is true, do you?
But that's going to be on Channel 5, this reveal, as we find out how Phil feels about everything that happened.
Yeah.
And finally for now, there's a who's who in the list of Diddy party attendees in the paper this morning. And this is why Hollywood is running for the hills, quite literally. Everyone from Leonardo DiCaprio, Kim and Khloe Kardashian, Jennifer Lopez, Paris Hilton, you had Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
And co, all attending these legendary white parties that Diddy would throw. All of them knowing possibly what was going on.
My God.
But there's a guy called Suge Knight.
Don't know.
He's the guy that had Death Row Records.
Okay.
Has now given an interview saying that the FBI contacted Jennifer Lopez's husband. To say we have video footage of some kind of carry-on as she attended a Diddy party, and that is the reason that the divorce has happened, allegedly.
Wow.
So it's all happening over there at the moment. Every single day there's more and more stories coming out of Hollywood as this thing is revealed for what it is. The House of Cards in Hollywood collapsing. It's time for Dad Gags.
Dementors, dear. Dementors everywhere.
Okay, it's over to you, Rory. You can take it away.
My friend and I were having an argument and she threw a wheel of cheese at me. I said, wow, that's really mature.
I like it.
Lads, I told my wife she drew her eyebrows way too high and she seemed surprised.
I was minding my own business when I was attacked by a group of mimes. The things they did to me were unspeakable.
Stop the world, let me go.
All ready for Declan Ernie. Straight in for the deck. two cannibals are eating a clown, and one turns to the other and says, "Does this taste funny?"
Why is a Windows update like your wife? Because all not know.
It depends. It really does depend.
On the update.
What, on the wife?
Yeah. Well, we go for some listeners.
You know, during COVID there, I was coming up with ideas for making money, and I came up with an idea of a cold air balloon ride.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but I kind of gave up after a while because it never took off.
Yay! Nice one, Davey. Rory.
A snake walks into a bar. The barman says, "How did you do that?"
Oh my God.
Casey's not laughing. No, I haven't. It's just me and you.
Lads, milk is the. Do you know that milk is the fastest liquid on earth?
Okay.
I mean, it's past your eyes before you've even seen it.
Did you know that dogs can bark up to 500 times per day? But that's just a rough estimate.
How much does a chimney cost? Nothing. It's on the house.
Hey!
Yes!
I like that.
Good on you, Tracy.
Hey, I like
Rory.
Tracy.
What do you call a bee from the USA?
What do you call a beef in the USA?
A bee?
Bee?
What do you call a bee from the USA?
An American Mozzie.
USB.
Two, are you ready for this one? Okay. Two women are walking home from a night out. Let's say it's Victoria and her friend or whatever.
Right.
And they both need a wee. All right. So they slip into the nearby graveyard. And they've got no toilet roll. So one uses her knickers and the other one uses a reef off a headstone. The next night, the husbands meet at a bar and one looks at the other going, "I'm going to have to watch my wife. She came home last night with no knickers." And the other one says, "Oh, well, mine came home with a card wedged in her backside saying, 'Lots of love from Cork Fire Brigade.'" Are we done? Are we done? Do I win?
Yeah, just for that alone.
With KC.
Right, time for this.
Six VIPs.
Let's go.
On Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about P. Diddy at the minute. If you haven't seen any of the media press, then
all I'm getting on my Instagram feed is Diddy video after Diddy video. A lot of the people are cutting up their own kind of conspiracy videos, but then a lot of the news source stuff that's coming through out of America is it's frightening.
It
like
is.
This is an Epstein level by 100,
yeah, I
think.
I was going to say, if not bigger, without a doubt.
Of things that have happened. And not forgetting, all of this stuff that's been going on, all of his parties and his white parties.
Yeah.
The white parties weren't just for white people. It was everyone had to dress in white. It was one of those weird things that he ran regularly. But there is footage of a huge amount of massive Hollywood executives and CEOs and major stars getting involved in some stuff they shouldn't be involved in. And it has rattled Hollywood.
It really has.
People are running scared. I think 9 CEOs of major companies have stepped down. It's all related to this.
Yeah.
They've all said, I attended these parties. There's a chance I was up to caught doing something.
My God.
And they've all legged it.
It's catastrophic, isn't it?
Yeah, really?
Really
is.
Another really sad clip that's come out. This is a lady called Talia Graves. She is the 11th and the latest accuser to come forward. She's claiming that P. Diddy, or Combs, I should say, and his bodyguard drugged and assaulted her in 2001, and then they filmed the incident.
This audio might be a little bit distressing. I just want to give you a heads up. If you'd prefer not to listen to it, just turn down the radio for about 30 seconds.
The violation I have experienced during the assault has had lasting effects on my body, causing ongoing problems and complications. The combination of physical and emotional pain has created a cycle of suffering from which it is so hard to break free. I'm glad that he is locked up.
That's one of 12 people now that have...
Yeah, I would imagine this is only the tip of the iceberg.
What, tell me about Stephen Baldwin.
So this clip was up on social media yesterday. I'm not sure if it's been taken down yet, but this is Justin Bieber's father-in-law, so Hailey Baldwin's dad, actor Stephen Baldwin. He posted this to TikTok, and this is kind of amid the troubling news about Justin Bieber's relationship with P. Diddy.
You have heard the expression, the calm before the storm. There is always a calm before the storm, but then so is there another calm after the storm. There's a calm and then a storm and then another calm. And in that latter calm is the preparation for the next storm.
All right, enough of the cryptic crack. Just say what you got to say.
But obviously, he can't come out and say. But I guess, listen, fans are kind of speculating that it could be about the fact that P. Diddy was Justin Bieber's mentor for a long time, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Usher signed Justin Bieber when he was a kid. Mm-hmm. And then P. Diddy kind of muscled in on top of him and took him over as a mentor, but still under Usher's record label. And, the whole thing is very, very strange.
Yeah.
By no coincidence, Usher deleting all his tweets the other day. You know, it's all connected.
It's time for Cork's Mini Heroes. We're looking for Cork's Superhero Kid.
The idea behind this is just to find incredible stories, incredible kids that have had different things happen, be it circumstances in school, circumstances at home, they've had a bit of a tough time lately, or they've just been incredible to other people, or maybe even their little brothers. We're about to meet Jacob, we're about to talk about Caleb, and we'll talk to Mum first, Donna O'Loughlin. Hey Donna, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Quite a special little house you have at home. Jacob is an older brother of Caleb. Caleb has a brain injury. He has scoliosis, epilepsy, and recently was diagnosed with autism. He's a special little kid that you have at home. He just celebrated his fourth birthday as well a couple of weeks ago. Tell me about Caleb, first of all. How's he doing at the moment?
Well, at the moment, he isn't too bad. He goes up and down to Crumlin normally every 3 months, and he goes into surgery for a full body cast.
Yeah.
We do have his epilepsy under control, and this week, on Monday, he started in an early intervention unit, so he finally has a place for school because I had him at home a lot, and he's really starting to thrive in there.
Okay.
But he does face an awful lot of hardships. He falls a lot. He has oral dysphagia, he can choke and things, so he needs a lot of care, but he's a happy little boy, you know. He's a great, strong, brave little boy as well, you know.
And you wanted to nominate not only just Caleb and his story, but the little mini hero in your house is Jacob, his older brother. Yeah. Tell me all about Jacob.
Jacob is the most incredible little boy. He is so sweet and sensitive, and since we kind of realised there was something wrong with Caleb, even though there isn't much between the boys, Jacob really embraced Caleb, and he used to watch everything I do with Caleb and copy, and he even learned love by himself to communicate when Caleb was fully nonverbal.
Yeah.
And, you know, that I didn't even know he was doing it, and one day he did it, and, you know, my heart just melted. And he's always minding Caleb. When Caleb has his surgeries, Jacob always wants to go and be by his side and make sure that he's feeling brave, and he does everything he can. If Caleb is in upset or having meltdowns, Jacob's always getting on the floor down to his level and just trying to mind him. You know, Jacob is so incredible. And I genuinely mean that, you know, he's a beautiful little boy.
Isn't that amazing to see? And you know the reason he's a beautiful little boy? Because of a beautiful little mum who's
Absolutely.
He's learning all this stuff from, you know?
Yeah.
And he sees obviously the way that you're dealing with Caleb. And that stuff is learned at home. But for you to walk into a room and see Jacob on the ground with Caleb, making up their own sign language when he was nonverbal, it just shows how connected he is to him.
Exactly, and they have a beautiful and amazing bond. Now, don't get me wrong, they're typical brothers.
They kill each other as well.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
It wouldn't. So it wouldn't.
On the whole, I mean, the sensitivity and the awareness that Jacob has at such a young age is just incredible.
Yeah, it really is. What age is Jacob?
Jacob is only after turning 6 in July.
Oh my God.
He is an amazing, amazing little boy for Caleb. When they're outside, he's watching him. You know, he's just so in tune with Caleb.
Yeah.
And there's nothing he won't do for him.
Can we sign?
It's just beautiful.
Can we sign him up as a little mini hero, do you think? Would he like that?
I think he would absolutely love it.
All right.
I genuinely do.
Let's have a chat to Jacob, our 6-year-old mini hero. Is he there with you at the moment?
He is.
All right. Hey, Jacob.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing? We wanted to ring you up on Red FM and tell you that you are the most incredible big brother in all of Cork for all the work that you do. Can you tell me what kind of things you do for Caleb?
Don't be scared. Come on.
He's going to be a little bit shy. Yeah. That's okay. What kind of things do you do for Caleb? Do you play with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite game to play with Caleb?
Tag.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's my favorite game as well. And you always mind him and you help him get washed and you help him get fed and you play with him every single day. And you know that Caleb loves you more than anybody in the whole world.
Yeah.
Because you are his little mini hero. But I have some good news. Jacob, who's only 6 and the best big brother in the world, I have a question for you. Will you be mini hero number 8?
Yeah.
Yay! Good on you, Jacob.
Jacob, you're a little superstar. Do you know that?
Jacob O'Loughlin.
He's so nervous, guys.
It's a big thing to ask a kid to come on the radio. I totally get it. We will be bringing you to FOTA for a VIP day out. You're going to have the best day there. And then I hope you like rugby, Jacob, because you're going to meet the Munster rugby team and you will be a special guard of honour for the Munster game. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And keep being the best big brother in the world, okay?
You're such a good big brother.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Caleb and Jacob and Donna, it's so nice to meet you. And thanks so many for listening and sharing your story with us, okay?
What'd you say, Jacob?
Bye-bye.
He's here crying, guys. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right.
We're crying too. You've got a gorgeous family there. Well done, Donna.
Oh, thank you so much. He's actually so happy, guys. Honestly, I'm sorry about the sinus.
He really deserves it. Donna, we'll see you on the 5th of October, all right? Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
What a gorgeous little household there. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Caleb. And Donna O'Loughlin and the O'Loughlin family. With our friends at Blackpool Shopping District who are helping us make this happen. Thanks to John and all the team at Blackpool. Everything is waiting for you. The good times continue after midday with Kira. She wants to get you to the gig. Justin Timberlake tickets before they go on sale. Grab them here.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Gorgeous Dave is back.
Double gorgeous Dave.
Double gorgeous. Yeah. Morning Dave, how are you?
Morning folks, how are you?
Sorry for keeping you on hold. It will be worth it though if you get over the line. So gorgeous Dave, what's your plans today? What are we up to?
Work.
And more work. Yeah. And where would you be working?
Still up in Energy Wiser, I lived up in Hollyhill for all the solar panels and car chargers and heat pumps you need.
Oh, for all your solar panel needs?
That's right. Maybe he did the ad last time he was on
with us.
We
did, yeah. That's right. Okay. You got enough out of us. You got enough. He's back for the grand this time.
He is, yeah.
On a day like today, do solar panels work?
I do what they generate, all right. Not as much as a sunny day, but you would still get.
Are you sitting on the toilet or are you away from the phone? Because I need you to pull it closer to that. It's a bit hard to hear you. Pull it. Just come off speakerphone if you can, and tell the 9 people in the office that are there with you to scut out. Get out!
No one meant this morning. No one. I'm on my own.
All right, I believe you. Thousands wouldn't. All right, Dave. Let's go for it. 10 out of 10. You got to give me an answer for everything. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
What David starred in Baywatch?
David Hasselhoff.
Question number 2. What game can you score a bullseye? at the hockey. Darts. Question number three. What Katie was once married to Peter Andre?
Katie Price.
Question four. What runner has a statue of themselves in Cove?
Sanger Sullivan.
Question five. What football team play at White Hart Lane? Go on.
Aston Villa.
Question number six. Where are the next Olympics going to be held? LA or Mexico?
LA.
Question seven. Can you name a movie starring Madonna? Any movie?
James Bond.
Question number eight. Rita Wilson is the wife of who?
Aston Powers. Sorry, I'm Aston Powers.
Okay, yeah. Rita Wilson is the wife of who?
Rita Wilson.
Law and Order. She's an actress. Very famous husband. Come on, buddy.
I don't know.
You got a friend in me. It's all over.
Dave.
Gorgeous Dave.
Gorgeous Dave.
Got so close. Tom Hanks is married to Rita Wilson.
Yeah, that's right. She's actually a brilliant actress.
Brilliant. You could have said Evita Dick Tracy. Now, was Madonna in Austin Powers? She was on. She did a song for the soundtrack.
Okay.
But did she ever appear in Austin Powers? I'll let Vic find that one out and I'll come back to you in a moment. David Hasselhoff is correct. Darts is correct. Katie Price, Sonia O'Sullivan. And the team that played White Hart Lane is Spurs, Tottenham Hotspurs.
That's right.
The next Olympics will be in LA.
I know, I panicked.
Was Madonna ever in...
2 seconds now. I can't go any faster.
I'm sorry.
I think she did a cameo in it.
Maybe. I don't know. Was Madonna ever in... She definitely did Beautiful Stranger, which was on the soundtrack.
She had a song in there, yeah. The song's music video, directed by Brett Ratner, prominently features Madonna singing in a club visited by Mike Myers as his character.
Okay, you would have got that one right. All right. Still can't give you the grand, buddy.
No, but you did get that one right.
It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Gorgeous, Dave. Until we meet again, goodbye, my friend.
Bye, Dave.
All right, thanks, lad.
Good luck. Mind yourself. With KC. We're getting closer to giving away €200,000. The cash machine is going to go on Friday. We're going to hear from the legends behind the I'm Grand Man podcast. Kevin and PJ will be on the show. We've got Fix VIPs, the pop quiz, and more incredible mini heroes tomorrow morning.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Join in and experience must-watch sport, films, and the latest entertainment on Now.
Weekdays from 6 a.m. Red FM. Cork's Good Times.